You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
These are random facts no one share.
Yeah.
Oh, how about this? Growing up, you know that Katy Perry is from a very religious family.
Yeah.
And somewhat strict.
Yeah. Well, not so much anymore, from what I understand.
Yeah, they let it go?
Like, Dad let it go once she
became famous?
Yeah, and then he glommed on to her.
Well, apparently they were not allowed to have Lucky Charm cereal because luck is a thing of the devil.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah. They also made angel eggs.
Well,
because they can't have devil eggs.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I know a guy that lives in a house like that, that he married a woman. The wife can't have anything with the word devil on it, because that's how the devil gets in your house. The dirt devil, the vacuum cleaner, devil's food cake.
It starts out as a joke. That's how the devil gets in.
That's how the devil gets in.
Devil's food cake.
Right.
No, you can't have that.
See, it's a double secret thing.
That's right.
The devil knows that you would never think that he would use something so obvious, so he does hide in it like a Trojan horse to embody you.
You're eating a piece of the devil.
Devil right now.
Now the devil is inside of you.
That's right.
Yeah. This is scary.
You know what, though? Any given Saturday night's kind of a fun thing to have the devil in there.
Always fun when people can control other people with stupid stuff.
Huh? I like that. The editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle. Pretty much the gold standard on crossword puzzles. Damn hard to do. It's a guy named Will Shorts. He is the only person in the world with a degree in enigmatology. Enigmatology.
Wow,
it's the study of puzzles. The reason that he's the only guy with the degree is because he created the major himself.
Yeah, I was going to say, because there's no one who would teach him this.
At Indiana University, he has a degree in puzzles.
And he has yet to convince anyone else to become a master in the same.
Or perhaps he covets it and he wants to be the only one.
Oh, it's lonely atop the mountain.
Yeah. Perhaps it is, yes.
Enigmatography.
No, you had it right. You were close. Enigmatology.
Right, yes.
All right, I didn't know this. What NBA player scored the most points in a single game?
Will Chamberlain.
Right, and it's 100 points.
Correct.
Did you also know he set another record in that game?
Free throws.
You did know that.
He had like 30 free throws.
28.
Okay.
Wow. That's crazy.
But that's a tie with somebody else for the most free throws in a single game.
Was it way more recent?
You know what? He made 28 of 32 free throws, 87.5%. By the way, he shot them all underhanded, granny style, between his legs.
Which, by the way, you're more accurate if you do it.
I guess so. But
Science has proven that you are. But
the loop?
You're more accurate shooting a free throw underhand. But the problem is you look stupid.
Yeah, and so defense. I mean,
Well, you're not, you know, free throw. You're not free throw.
My bad. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the defense is not really a factor there.
Trying to figure out. I don't have the name of the other person. I'm surprised by that. And, of course, unfortunately, the Bing search engine came up.
I almost want to say it's more recent, way more recent.
It went far, far away from me.
Let me see if I can find it.
I can't hold the conversation, play the music, answer the questions, and research at the same time.
Right.
One of my shortcomings. 87.5% from the free throw line. Tied for the most free throws ever made during a single game in NBA history.
Huh.
Are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up, but
it only shows Wilt?
No, it doesn't even show Wilt. It has Michael Jordan at 26. I'm wondering if it's
odd.
Do they separate them between, throwing the ball up? Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
It's
all right, who is it?
Adrian Dantley.
Oh, I remember Adrian Dantley.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
In the 80s. He played for Utah.
Wow.
Yeah,
28. All right. There are a few countries in the world. There are only a few, countries in the world where the drinking age is as old as 21. Only a few.
Oh, wow. Oh, so most places you don't
Most matter. Places are 18.
Wow.
Most legal drinking age, the most common legal drinking age in the entire world is 18. And then finally this. Only a handful of mammals are venomous. I didn't realize there were this many.
I know one.
Platypus.
That's the only one I know.
Shrews, moles, and vampire bats.
Oh, wow.
Vampire bats are venomous? Or do they secrete something that's labeled a venom so you can't feel them biting you?
Well, Rick.
Can they anesthetize you?
They can turn you into a vampire, so there's got to be something.
It could be that.
They're vampire
Again, bats. That's the devil's food. That's How does the devil get in you?
That's right.
Through the vampire
You let that bat bite you, you're the devil.
They poison you with the curse of eternal life.
Yikes.